Support for this podcast comes from State Farm. With surprisingly great rates, State Farm is the real deal when it comes to home and car insurance. State Farm agents are in your neighborhood, ready to help personalize your insurance. And you can manage your coverage, pay your bill, or even file a claim right from your phone with the State Farm mobile app. Visit statefarm.com today to get a great rate without sacrificing great service. That's statefarm.com. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, Bardstown listeners. This is Jessica Knoll. As you know by now, I've been working closely with Shay McAllister on the Bardstown podcast. Our next episode comes out in a few days, but this past weekend was the annual Kentucky Bourbon Festival in Bardstown. And really, it's the biggest event in town every year, with thousands of people strolling the streets of Bardstown, sampling bourbon and listening to live music. But in the days leading up to the festival, we heard about some news that we wanted to tell you about. As you'll recall, there are signs all over town that bring attention to the unsolved cases in our podcast. But recently, a lot of those signs were taken down. In fact, they were discovered behind City Hall in a pile where the city typically discards signs they've removed. So with the Bourbon Festival in town over the weekend, I went back to talk to people about what they're hearing about the signs and what the citizens of Bardstown are doing to keep these cases in the spotlight.
We're here at the Bourbon Festival, folks. Thanks for coming out tonight. Bardstown, how are we doing out there tonight?
Unlike the last time that we were here in July, it's a lot cooler. I mean, it's still really warm. You know, people are sitting on bales of hay, and there's strings of lights from tree to tree. It's actually really beautiful.
Definitely in the spirit of Kentucky here at the Bourbon Fest this weekend. There's so much bourbon here that you can actually smell the distillery.
Hundreds, probably thousands of tourists come into town to sample all the different bourbons from the distilleries here in Bardstown. And one of our main objectives, though, is leading up to the festivities, a lot of the Crystal Rogers signs were taken down, and it was a big deal here. And Sherry Ballard, her mom, was really upset.
I called the mayor, and he wasn't in. And his assistant called me back. He assured me they weren't taking down the signs. And he said they got a new code enforcement officer, you know, and she's trying to keep up with everything. And I said, well, they're in your building. Who else would have put those in your building? He said, well, we take down all, he said, we can take them down. He said, but we don't. And he said, we take down every yard sale sign, all of that. And I said, well, excuse me, you're not, comparing my daughter's sign to a yard sale sign is very disrespectful. I wouldn't even put that in the same sentence. But I don't believe them. They're denying it.
I should point out that the city and the county have said they did not take down the signs. In a press release, city officials said, quote, the city of Bardstown's policy has never been to remove and dispose of the Prayers for Crystal signs out of respect for the family. We also called Nelson County Codes and Regulations. Personnel in the department denied moving the signs and sent a separate press release, which reads, Nelson County Code Enforcement has been instructed to remove all signs from the county right away, with the exception of Prayers for Crystal signs.
They did not want the tourists coming into this town seeing those signs. So to see this town, like certain officials in this town, not standing by me, that's very hard for me to accept.
What's interesting is that what we've noticed is those signs are pretty much gone throughout town. The signs that say Prayers for Crystal or the signs that point the finger at the Houck brothers. You'll recall from our last episode that Brooks Houck was Crystal's boyfriend and his brother Nick was once a Bardstown police officer who served alongside Jason Ellis. So those signs have been replaced with signs that promote the Bourbon Festival. No parking, no pets allowed.
We're heading to a boutique where a woman that's part of Team Crystal has, since the signs have been taken down throughout town before the festival started, she has made t-shirts for people to wear at the festival this weekend that say, help us solve these cases. And on the back, it has, remember these names, and it has all the names of the victims on it. And so with all these signs that were taken down within the last week or so, I mean, what was your reaction to that, first of all?
Outrage. Anger.
Mary was actually one of the people who found the signs dumped behind City Hall before the Bourbon Festival.
So whoever picked them up that put them in that dump pile had no, you know, no feeling about it. They just did it, and they just didn't care. And that's what it felt like. It was just the day we went going through all that trash and trying to find them, I just couldn't believe it. I never dreamed we would find them there, and we did.
Behind City Hall?
Yeah. On their property in a gated area. You know, they told us we could go look. I never dreamed there would be any there. So we just went, and we found some that day, and then her in-laws had found some the day before. So, and everyone denies it.
With all the signs disappearing, Mary and others are now proudly wearing T-shirts that read and list the names of the victims on the back.
We made new shirts, which the shirts have been a continuing a way for us to have awareness since day one, since I made the very first shirt way back when, the very first sign. But these are more edgy. They're out there. There's no hide knit with a prayer. It's, hey, solve these murders. They're bright, safety green. You can't miss them. And they have all names on there, so we didn't leave anybody out. We wanted to make sure we're fighting. We're all fighting for the same goal. And they can't take the shirts off our back. So they're wearing them around the Bourbon Festival all weekend, over, let's see, 300 shirts. So it'll make an impact.
What are you hoping will come out of all these people wearing the shirts at the Bourbon Festival?
The very least, I hope it shows the city officials that we're not stopping. There's no shutting us up. We're not quitting until this is resolved. Once it's resolved and we have justice, the signs are gone. We made that our promise to them. We would take them down ourselves. So until that happens, we're here to stay. I think they realize that now.
I think the shirts will make them realize that if they haven't already.
Right.
They're pretty powerful.
Yeah, they're eye-catching, and they're dramatic. They're distressed. I think it gets the point across really well.
Agreed. So we just went in and talked to Mary, who owns a boutique, and then next door she owns actually a tax prep office also. And as soon as you walk in, there's stacks and stacks of T-shirts on metal racks that immediately catch your eye. I mean, it is chartreuse. They're bright yellow. She said there's going to be probably 300 people wearing them at the Bourbon Festival today and tomorrow, and you will not be able to miss these T-shirts. And we're going to try to talk to some locals and some tourists, and we're going to try to spot some of those bright yellow T-shirts with Solve These Murders on the front and the victims on the back, and see if we can talk to them and find out what it means and why they want to wear that shirt here.
The bands before us, Moonshine Millionaires, hit. We got it hot tonight, folks. Thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. My name is J.D. Shelby. This is my band. We haven't been in Barstown to play a show in 5 years.
So tell me about your shirt.
So I got this shirt today. They came in yesterday. We've had a lot of signs go missing around town here recently that are supposedly out of ordinance, but have not been for the last year up until, you know, the big festive activities. It's really heartbreaking that I have people from out of town coming up to me going, hey, I'm seeing some signs, but what does it all mean? And, well, that's because they're being taken down and they're not being shown on what they mean.
Why do you think they're being taken down?
That I have no idea, other than they don't want the bad publicity on the Bourbon Fest. That's the only thing I can think of. And who knows that somebody didn't come to the Bourbon Fest 5-6 years ago, right after this all happened, because it was only about 2 months shy after she went missing that the Bourbon Fest happened. How do you know if they weren't around before the Bourbon Fest or heard somebody talking about something like that? Or, you know, you just don't know. I think it's important for everybody to still keep it in their mind.
So why are you wearing the shirts? Why is it important for you to...
Because we love Sherry, and we love the kids. And the way they take up these signs around the Bourbon Festival, it just infuriates me. And it's like, why do that? A little bitty thing like that to upset somebody the way it does, why? So this is my way of saying, ha, 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 you know?
They can't take your shirt off.
Can't take my shirt off me. So I'll go stand in the middle of the road all I want. I would love to see somebody see this from out of town that was like, you know, maybe I seen something, maybe I heard something walking around here, people drinking, maybe somebody slips up and says something, somebody catches it, and then they see the shirts or see the signs and like, oh, wait a minute. Who knows? You never know. Stranger things have happened, and God works miracles every day. So
you never know.
You don't.
Actually, right now, there's three more of those bright-colored, bright yellow T-shirts that are passing us, and actually two of them look to be in high school. So it's interesting to see like the different demographics and ages of people that are wearing those T-shirts. And one of the T-shirts, we actually did stop and talk to her, and she's had several tourists that are in town for the Bourbon Festival ask her what it's about. And I think if you're wearing that shirt, you definitely have to be ready to explain what it means, especially to folks who aren't from here.
Has anyone come up to you and asked what your shirt's about?
Tons. I've probably had at least 10, and I've been here less than an hour.
How does that make you feel to have people actually ask you?
Wonderful. I love the fact that people are actually open enough to be like, hey, what does your shirt mean? Like, there's a bunch of names on the back of it that says, solve these murders, and you're like, what? But I'm glad to sit here and stand and talk to you or anybody else about how it all happened and why I'm wearing a bright yellow shirt in one of the biggest festivities of Bardstown. Eventually, somebody's going to get upset with somebody and talk. Somebody knows.
Hi, I'm Jamie Prophet, and I work at the Talbot Tavern here in Bardstown. Anytime you take something down that should be out and about for everybody to know, of course, it looks like you're guilty.
So if a tourist, though, comes in and they're like, what are these cases all about? They see that sign that has all the photos on it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell them?
I would tell them that we have unsolved cases. And we all personally know in our heart what's up. But can't prove nothing.
And you said everyone pretty much knows what's up. What's up?
We know that there are certain people that are probably guilty, but there is no evidence. There is no proof. We know that there are conspiracies. We know all about that. It's deeper than we all think, I'm sure.
When I get to the night,
we were packing up the car at Talbot Inn, getting ready to head out of town, when I saw a truck that had the missing crystal sign on it. And I mentioned, hey, those must be Ballard supporters. I could see that they had bright yellow shirts on inside. And the next thing I know, the truck pulls up. And I hear, hey, Jessica, and it's Sherry Ballard. And they were out putting more signs up. More signs were taken down last night. So they were out, her and her stepfather were out and about putting signs up. She was wearing her shirt, and we stopped and talked to her for a minute. Just tell me what this week's been like, because it's been a busy week of signs, shirts, people coming into town.
Yes, it's been very hectic. Very hectic. I've been busy trying to put signs back up. I can't take the credit because other people's been doing that for me too, and they've been great because they're wore out. It's been a whole weekend thing, and we're still out doing it today too. But I'm going to replace the signs that they took down. I'm not going to let my daughter disappear. I mean, I know she's gone, but I'm not going to let her voice be gone. I'm going to stand up for her, for them to feel your pain. It's very hard being emotional and showing that to the world. But sometimes it takes that to get answers that you need and for someone to see what a family is honestly going through.
So being back in Bardstown is eye-opening. Seeing this festival and tourists and then the t-shirts that literally scream out at you with the names you now know. Jason Ellis, Kathy Netherland, Samantha Netherland, Crystal Rogers, and another name, a name we'll be telling you about in coming weeks. Next time on Bardstown, the Houck brothers stay in the spotlight and investigators make an announcement that will stun the residents here.
Real events.
This was a homicide.
Real investigations.
As an investigator, I don't believe in coincidences.
The Justice Network. The only 100% true crime broadcast network. A 24/7 lineup of true crime, investigations, and cold case files.
These are signs of a serial killer in the making.
Why did they do this? Why her?
Visit JusticeNetworkTV.com to find us on broadcast, cable, and satellite. The Justice Network.